From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is setting tougher gas mileage standards for new cars and trucks. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood joined Lisa Jackson, head of the Environmental Protection Agency, in signing final rules today that raise mileage standards by 5% a year. Automakers also have to make sure cars and trucks emit about 5% fewer greenhouse gases annually. LaHood says it's a win-win proposition.
Putting more fuel-efficient cars on the road isn't just the right thing to do for our environment, it's also a great way for Americans to save a lot of money at the pump.
The rules are supposed to be fully implemented by 2016. The new rules are expected to bolster development of gas-electric hybrids and efficient engines. Ahead of the much-anticipated monthly jobs report, the Labor Department's coming out with positive data today covering week-to-week claims. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports that the number of Americans who put in for jobless insurance for the first time has dropped again.
Initial jobless claims dropped by 6,000 last week. But overall, they remain relatively high, with nearly 440,000 people signing up for benefits for the first time on a seasonally adjusted basis. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will release its closely watched jobs report. Analysts think the economy grew anywhere from 150,000 to 200,000 jobs in March. But they say that even if the numbers are that high, much of the growth will be due to temporary hiring by the government for the census. So far, the economy has shed more than 8 million jobs since the start of the recession, and the unemployment rate stands at 9.7%. Secretary Geithner called that
terribly high, and it's going to stay unacceptably high for a long period of time. It's going to take a long time to bring it down just because of the damage caused by the recession.
Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The deadline's passed for the federal government to pay black farmers in the U.S. for years of discrimination. Although Obama administration officials heralded the settlement agreement in February, Congress did not budget the money in time, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The agreement called on Congress to appropriate more than $1 billion for black farmers by the end of March. The money was to settle claims that the government had discriminated against tens of thousands of farmers in granting loans. Now it's April. John Boyd of the Black Farmers Association warns that the case could head back to court if the administration doesn't fulfill its promises. He has worked on this issue for more than 20 years.
These are farmers that, even this morning, have called our organization asking for planting money to plant their crops. These are not wealthy individuals that can come up to Washington, D.C. and spend weeks on Capitol Hill lobbying Congress.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack released a statement saying the administration remains committed to working with Congress to provide funding for the settlement. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Today's jobs report is sending U.S. stocks up. At last check, the Dow is up nearly 50 points at 10,905. This is NPR. A small Illinois community is in mourning after its mayor died from gunshot wounds this morning. With developments, here's St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman.
Detectives in Washington Park, Illinois, told local media that Mayor John Thornton was shot at close range about 5:45 a.m. by someone who was a passenger in his car. Reports say the shooter then fled in a car driven by another man. Police have the driver of that vehicle in custody and appear to be close to locating a shooter. They would not speculate on a motive, but told reporters that Thornton would often drive the village streets to make sure police were patrolling. Washington Park is a village of 5,400 people about 10 miles east of St. Louis. It filed bankruptcy for a second time in July as revenue from the strip clubs that make up its economy declined. Village employees have also been accused of embezzling money. Some face federal charges. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
A U.S. warship has captured five suspected pirates following a gunfight and chase in the Indian Ocean. The Navy says it has also taken control of a suspected pirate mothership. Adding to fears of unrest in Yemen, today authorities are on the hunt for escaped prisoners who may belong to a southern secessionist movement opposed to Yemen's president. They say 30 to 40 inmates broke out of the prison following an explosion at the facility in the southern town of Dala. Local media report that the prisoners were protesting their detention without trial. General Motors is posting a sharp jump in sales, a 21% increase in cars and trucks last month. It's likely that higher incentives from GM and other automakers drove up demand. As part of its restructuring, GM's planning to phase out several lines, including Hummer, Saturn, and Pontiac. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.